Begin the current daf, Masechtas Kriyos daf Ches. Begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara begins the explanation of the mission of the previous daf regarding the Machlekes B'Shamei B'Sil, which is on the theme of this perek, of this Masechta, regarding Kriyos, regarding those who are liable for Karma Chatas. One of those that's liable for Karma Chatas is a Yoledes, a woman who gives birth. Now, that is also, if a woman miscarries after 40 days, that's considered a birth, that's considered a viable fetus, that's considered something that would be an obligation of a Karma Chatas. Now, then there was a Machlekes regarding what's called melois. The halach is that a woman, after she gives birth, let's say for a daughter, for a girl, the halach is up until day 80, the halach is all her blood is considered yumei tara, it's considered still a continuation, a conclusion of the first birth. So machlekes was, however, regarding if a woman miscarries on the night of the 81st day, meaning on the 81st day itself, so that's already a new category, it's already done with the first birth, that would be an obligation of a new carbon. Question is regarding on the night of the 81st day that we had a machlekes b'sham b'sil. B'sham says they were going to be exempt because ultimately it never came to a time of a new carbon, so it's still considered part of the old carbon. And if she miscarries, so then she'll exempt it with the first carbon. According to b'sil, that says no, that you already finished your 80 days, you're already into the 81st day, therefore that would be a whole new obligation of the new carbon of yoledes. Now, Tanya Luna Brisa that elaborates on this machlekes, Amalan b'sil b'sham. So it said to B'Shameh, Harei Oimer, there's a pasuk that says, that the Gersa adds on the word, Oy Labas. Why is saying when it says regarding this halacha of Uvim Lois, when it's going to be fulfilled, the days of purity for a son or a daughter, why is it differentiate son and daughter? What's the difference? We already know that they have different periods, one of 40 days, one of 80 days. It says B'Shil, because that's L'Rabbis Urshmain Be'echad. As we're going to see in later daf, that's to include the night of the 81st day, which this whole halacha of being on the after the melais, but before the time that you could bring a carbon, that's only possible by a female, by giving birth to a girl, because by a boy, it wouldn't be possible already after day 40, which would be still within the time of it being a viable fetus. If it would miscarry at that point, wouldn't be considered an obligation of a carbon. But here by a girl, you could have it after that period of time where, although she's forbidden to her husband for 2 weeks, but afterwards she could become pregnant and then have a 40-day-old fetus to be miscarried by the night of the 81st day. That's why it separates to say, because that's a unique halacha by Bas, that you could have another carbon even though you didn't have a chance to bring another carbon, and therefore B'Sol disagrees with B'Shama and says that it would be an obligation of another carbon. Now, continuing on this halacha, that relate back to this halacha of B'Sol to understand the reasoning of his opinion, so the Gemara brings that Reb Hoishe have a shchir kamid bar kapar. Reb Hoishe was common that he would be learning in front of bar kapar. But Shafke, Reb Hoishe left bar kapar, Vasa kamid Reb Chia, and he went to learn in front of Reb Chia. Now, Yoyim Echad Pogabe, one day, Reb Hoishe encountered Bar Kapar. And Bayimine, Reb Hoishe asked from Bar Kapar the following question. It says, Zav Shira Gimel Re'iyas Balilches. The halacha is by a Zav. And as we'll see later on in the following Mishnah regarding the halachas of Zav and Zava, but Zav is the male version where there's a certain type of emission that comes out of the male member. But the halacha is, it's contingent upon the amount of times that he sees it. First time is considered like Shechvazera, like Keri. The second time already gives him a halacha of Zav, to be Tamei for 7 days, and Meishav, and then 3 times would be an obligation of a carbon. So, if a person becomes a Zav, so he has to go through a purification process of 7 days, and then the 8th day, he goes and he brings his carbon. So, on there, he asked him the following question. So, you have this Zav, who has to go through his purification process, and he already finished the 7 days of purification, but he still has to wait, what's called Mechusa Kapara. His ability to partake of kachem is only on the following day, on the 8th day, when he brings his carbon. Shara gimel re'iyas b'leil ches. Then he saw, on the night of the 8th day, which is a unique question regarding Zav, because Zav actually has to be on different days. By Zav, it could be even 3 in 1 day would make him into a Zav, because you're going to have 3 re'iyas. He has 3 different emissions on the night of the 8th day for his first Ziva. Tomorrow he would have been able to bring his carbon. So he asked Bar Kapara, Ma Beisil Oimer, what would Beisil say in this case? Would the Zav have to bring 2 karbanas, or not? Would it be sufficient with 1? As he explains the question. Tamai de Beisil b'mapelas b'layla. What's the reason that we have Beisil in the halach of our previous Mishnah? That he says that when she miscarries on the night of the 81st day, that there's going to be a new obligation of a carbon. Mishum d'chsev, because like we just brought in the Brisa before. Oy labas, it says, or for a daughter, to say, what's the necessity of the pasuk adding on those extra words? To say there's a unique halacha bebas, that even though you couldn't bring a carbon yet, but since you're already past the 80 days of malois, you're already in the 81st day, albeit by nighttime, that's going to be an obligation of a new carbon. Avazav Shara Gimel Riyas Belil Chaz Patri. But regarding the case that I'm asking, regarding a Zav who sees three emissions on the night of the eighth day would be exempt, because the Lomiyat Yikrai. There's no extra pasuk over here, and therefore, since he already passed, since you didn't have a time that you could have brought a carbon, then actually you wouldn't have to bring another carbon. No, maybe though there's no difference, as we're going to see the Svara shortly, because actually, as we'd explained in the mission of the previous Zav, the night is considered part of the next day. And since it's considered part of the next day, so it's already like it's on the eighth day, which everyone would agree would be an obligation of a new carbon. Maybe you would have to bring two carbonas. So Malay Bakapara, so Bakapara said back to Repaishiyam, as the Gears is brought in the Shittim Mukabetzes Ayis Dalat, he says, Ma Aya Oymer Bedavaze. Aya is referring to Rebchia in a derogatory way where he wouldn't pronounce the ches, and it sounds like an ayin. Ma Aya Oymer Bedavaze. What does he say? In other words, saying, you left me and you went to learn to Rebchia. What would he say by this? So the Girsa brings Leomale Rabbi Yeshia Klum. He didn't tell him anything. So Had Rabbi Yeshia Baimene Mil Sachrit. He said, and Rabbi Yeshia asked him another question. So Amale Bakapar, again Bakapar said to him, Ma Bavli Emer B'davazah. What does the Babylonian say regarding this? Which refers to Reb Chiya, who came up to Eretz Yisrael from Bavli, as the Gemara says in Sukkot of Chof Med Aleph, that initially the Torah was forgotten in Eretz Yisrael. So a hill came up from Bavli, and he then founded it again. But then they forgot it again. So then again, those from the diaspora came up and they founded it. And who is that? That's Yehud Nechizki with the sons of Reb Chiya. So he said, what did the Babylonians say regarding this? So Isrik Rapesh, Rapesh again was silent. Loi Mekom didn't say anything. But Amalei, then he responded to him and he says, Bakapara, Tzrichin Ledivri Iyah. We need the words of Iyah, meaning referring to Reb Chiya. Now, like as if it said Amamar, like the Gemara oftentimes does, and says, going back to what we said before, meaning, says the Gemara, Nachzal Rishonis. Let's go back to the first things, which was the question Reb Chiya had asked, that what's the reasoning, the rationale of the opinion of Beis Hillel? Is it because, like the Braisa brought before from Ayla Bas, or is it because, as we're going to see, the other Svar is, because Laila Einim Mechuzer Zman, that nighttime is not considered like you're missing the time, meaning you're already like on the eighth day, halachically the day starts at the nighttime, although technically you can't bring a carbon at nighttime, but it's already like it's already the eighth day, and therefore it would be another obligation, just like there on the night of the 81st day, so to overhear the Zab on the night of the eighth day would require another carbon. Where that was the question, he says, Hareyo Aimer, it says in the Pasuk, Ayla Bas, that's Labab's. Is that the reason? Because of Gzeis HaKasa B'Yita HaKra? Or is it like we said, because of the Svara of Laila Eimach HaZizman, which that would apply to Azav? So the Gemara Nemek Ketanoi. Let's say it's a Machleik in Tanoi. Because regarding this case, we have two Brises. The Brises talk about the following case. Zav Shira Gimel Ri'is B'Lel Ches. Azav that saw three emissions on the night of the eighth day, which is a question Rabbi Yishai asked from Bar Kapara, so we have Tanach of the maybe. One Bryce says he brings another carbon. Tan Yidach Eini maybe. Another Bryce says he doesn't bring. Says again, my love Tanoi. Isn't that a Machalikis Tanoi? Now what? The Had the Tanya maybe the Bryce that learns that he brings another carbon because Ksava Laila Imachuz Zman. He holds, and that's what we would interpret in the Halacha of Beis Hillel, that the reason of that you bring another carbon when the woman is miscarried on the night of the 81st day, because that nighttime is not considered like it's lacking time. You're already in the 81st day. And therefore, they're just like in the day of the 81st day, everyone would agree, you would have to bring another carbon. So to here, and so to over here, the night of the 8th day, it's like the 8th day already, which therefore, you would have to bring another carbon. And the Bryce says that you don't bring, is no, holds that no, nighttime is still considered, that's not yet time that you could bring the carbon of the 8th day. And the reason of the Beis Hillel in our Mishnah is because there's special extra words in the pasuk of Ailabas. But if not for that, then you wouldn't be able to bring another carbon because it's still considered part of the old situation. You didn't yet reach the next line of the daytime of when you could bring a carbon. To which Amar Avuna Ba'acham Rav Lazi says no. Hani Tanoi Savri, both Tanoim hold Laila Mechuzizman. The nighttime is considered its lacking time. You're not yet in the category of having been able to bring a carbon to say that now you could be obligated another carbon because that's only during the daytime. So then the Tana that says that you bring a carbon, why you bring another carbon, is because Bezav Bal Bezri is. That Bryce is talking about that the first time he saw a Ziva, meaning we said it's a Zav who on the night of the eighth day saw three times. The first time this person saw, he had seen two Re'is. And he was never obligated in a carbon because a carbon is only when you see three emissions. So of course, now when you see three on the night of the eighth day, you're not still from the old one, even though we said that Olayl Mechazizman, because there was no old one. There was no carbon that was ever obligated, but yet you still have to have the 7 days of purification. So of course, then you're going to bring a carbon. Hadatani Amevi, the Brisa says that you don't bring another carbon as Bezal, Bal Gimel Rias. Was talking about that the first time he saw that it was now in the 7 days of purification was the first time he saw three emissions. So therefore, since there was never a time that he was able to bring another carbon, so that's what he said, it's like one long Zava, because we say everyone knows Laila is Mechus Zman, everyone agrees that it's lacking time, and that the Halach of Bisil was a unique Yitra Akra of Oilabaz, but really in the case of Rabbi Yishai asking about Kapara, if it was that he had seen three times before, he wouldn't bring another carbon because Laila is Mechus Zman. So that interpretation, the Gemara asks, Zav Bal Beis Reis, my remember, if you're saying the brace that says that when you see three in the night of the eighth day, that you would have to bring a carbon, it's talking about because the first time he saw was with two emissions, my lament, why would you have to say that? Of course, he's seeing three emissions, and he never had a first carbon, so of course he's going to bring a carbon. So the Gemara HaKam Aswan, no, what it is teaching is Davka Ro B'Lil Ches. It's saying specifically if he saw these three emissions on the night of the eighth day, or for sure later, on the day of the eighth day, or something further. But the inference was coming to say, I'll be mama design light. But a few hours earlier, in the day of the seventh day of his purification, then actually, even though he saw three emissions, and he was never chayim the carbon before, he actually would not be chayim the carbon. Why? Because the Tana holds, kal ri'ish ha'seseres, any emission that abolishes, because the Zav has to have 7 clean days that he doesn't have any emission. If it's abolishing that, because now that he has an emission during the 7 days, he's going to have to start over his count, a mevil de carbon, that does not bring to an obligation of a carbon. And since it's abolishing, it's being seis to his Sheb and Nikim, therefore actually, even though he's seeing 3 times in the 7th day, that would not be an obligation of the carbon. That's what the Brisa is teaching when it says the night of the 8th day. Now, however, the Gemara continues asking, Amar Rabbi, he says, wait, Amaya Kimta, how do you explain, maybe you said that the Brisa that says that if you've seen the night of the 8th day 3 times, that you don't bring a carbon, you said it's talking about Bezav Bal Gimel Reis, that it's, even though we're talking about that, even though he's seeing 3 times, but since the first time he saw was for 3 emissions, so he's saying that, like we said, it's Zav HaRichtehi, it's considered one long one, that because Laila is Mechus Zman. But if that's the way you're interpreting it, then Lisanye, then we should have learned this case in the second parak, meaning on the next daf, on the Tesamer Aleph, Kabachamisha Mevin Karbon Echad Alaveris Harbe. There, the Mishnah goes through a list of 5 different categories that will bring one carbon, although generally for every single sin, the person has to bring a new carbon. There are 5 categories that will bring one carbon for many different sins. Just like we learned by a Nazir who is tummy with many different tummas, that he's going to be chayiv only for one carbon. So too, it should have said this case, and it doesn't say this case, because this is the same thing. You're saying that the Zav is chayiv in the carbon, then he's counting 7 days in the night of the 8th day, that you're saying that, oh, there also, even though it's a new, because it's not during the Shev Nikim, it's already past that, it's a new Gimel Reis, and yet still you're saying that he doesn't have to bring a new carbon. So you could have that going on and on and on, that you could have many different times of 3 times Reis, and still you're going to bring one carbon, that should have been included in that list. Says the Gemara, yeah, but Loi Psika, it's not a definitive type of case, because there are situations that if he sees on the night of the 8th day, that actually it would be part of making an obligation of a new carbon. As we're going to quote regarding if he sees one time on the night of the 8th day and 2 times during the day of the 8th day. As the Gemara brings down Rabbi Yechon, because he says it depends actually. Ra achas balayla, if he sees, so he's going, he had 3 emissions, so he has to now go ahead and count 7 days and the 8th day bringing carbon. On the night of the 8th day, if he sees achas balayla, sees 1 emission at nighttime, obeys by Yoyim, and then 2 the following day, so to be maybe, then actually he will have to bring a new carbon, where you see that the night one is going to be part of an obligation of a new carbon. Now, however, Beis Balayla V'Achas Bayam, if he saw 2 at nighttime and 1 during the daytime, then maybe then he's not going to have to bring, because though already he had 2, which are the primary, making him into a Zav Gedayla, which is that of being obligated of having to count 7 clean days, that already started at the nighttime, which, yes, the nighttime is already considered part of the old one, but so we can't say the case of nighttime being the having many averis and one carbon, because sometimes the night one will actually be in that part of the obligation of bringing a new carbon. Now, Amr Yisuf, he just follows up and he says, Teda, he proves the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan, the achas balaylo beis bayomevi, that if you see 1 time in the nighttime and 2 during the daytime, that you'll have to bring. Meaning, even though the nighttime really is not significant of making a new obligation, because really it's part of the old one. You didn't come to a time that you could bring a new carpet. But that if there's 2 the following day, that it will combine to make an obligation of a new carpet. Why? Because the Hari Rishayin, he says, I'll prove to you from the concept of when a regular person, who's not a Zav, he's Tahar, and he has his first emission, that first emission, Shechva Zer Ba'alma, is essentially just like semen. In other words, there is no halacha of Zav really applying to it, because when he has his first emission, he just has to wait to evening time, and then he purifies himself. Like the Brisa teaches that it says, Zayis Teres HaZav, talks about halacha of Zav, and it says, Vashat Teis Min HaShech Bazer, or he's going to have a seminal emission. What it's telling us is because Zav, by the first time he has that first emission, the Pasuk is equating him to a Baal Keri, as the Gemara says, Anid Daf Lamahe Min Alf. And so to Masechet Megillah Chesed Min Alf, it says that when he has two emissions, then he becomes Tumah. Three emissions, even obligating the carbon. But the first emission, that's only Tumah until the evening. Now, so although we see that essentially the first emission is really not significant, but ve'ilu chazi tart nachrinyasa, but if he sees another two emissions, mitztarfilu combines to be obligated in the carbon, so it will be here, even though this first one, it's in the night of the eighth one, really it's not significant because it's really part of the old zava. However, that's going to be the same logic when you have two in the following day, which are considered for new obligation. It will combine. That's like the halacha bichanan. And again, that's why we couldn't say that in the case of the mishnah on the next parak, on the next daf, because it's not a definitive case. Sometimes the night one will actually be an obligation of a new carbon. However, on this proof of Rav Yosef to support the halacha of Rav Yechanan, Amar Rav Sheshet Bar Davidi, he rejects the proof. He says, "Midiria, is that a proof from the halacha of re-rishayna shel zav, when a person sees his first emission in becoming a zav? Chazi b'zman chiyuva, at least he saw it at a time when that would make an obligation." Meaning, anytime a person sees his re'iyah, if he's going to have three re'iyahs, of course it's going to make him into a zav. But achaz balayla, but regarding the case you're trying to prove Rabbi Yechanan, when he sees the first one in the night of the eighth day, kiyim de lav b'zman chiyuva chazi, since he's seeing it not at a time that can make him obligated, because if you'd see three during the night of the eighth day, it would not be an obligation. If we had not heard from Yechon that it would combine, I actually would have thought that it doesn't combine. It's not a raya from the halacha of a general person of his first ru'iyah as a zav. But now the Gemara asks on Rabbi Yechon's halacha itself. Rabbi Yechon really say that if he sees two in the night of the eighth day and one in the day of the eighth day, that it's not going to combine, because Laila Mechus Zman, the nighttime is lacking designation of being able to bring a carbon on the eighth day, meaning those two are still part of the first Zav that he was counting, and actually it's not going to make an obligated for new carbon, which is the other half of his halacha. But we have the following achlekes that seems to indicate not like that. Because Chizkiya says, Nitma, if a Nazar became Tami, who Nazar also has this, when he becomes Tami, purification process of 7 days, and the eighth day bring a carbon. So if he becomes Tami, B'yoyim on the eighth day, which he already was eligible to bring his carbon, which is his purification process, to start over his naziris. So then maybe then he's going to have to bring two karbanas, because he became tummy two times, which are different periods of tumah. But Balayla, if he saw a new tumah, if he became tummy again on the night of the eighth day, then he doesn't bring a new carbon, because regarding the laws of carbon, it's considered like one long tumah, because Laila is mechus zman. Night is considered, you haven't yet reached your time of the ability to bring your first carbon, you can't be obligated to new carbon. But Rabbi Yechanan Amar, he says, no, afilu b'layla mei, even becomes tamei on the night of the eighth day, he'll bring another carbon. You see, layla is not mechus zman. So how could he say that if you see two at night time and one the following day, that's not going to be a new carbon for the halachas that we're talking about here of the zav? Says the Gemara, you're right. Ki kam Rabbi Yechanan beiz b'layla v'achas b'yoyim ein mevi. When did Rabbi Yechanan say his halacha? Who we were using it to explain why it's, we didn't say this interpretation in the Mishnah in the following daf, that he said, if you see two at night time of the eighth day and one during the daytime that you don't bring a new carbon, that was l'divrei oimer mechus zman. That was for the one who holds that there is such a concept, mechus zman. But he himself holds that it's not mechus zman. And you're right, even in that case, he would hold you would bring a new carbon. So it's a gemara l'divrei oimer, but if he's saying according to the one who holds mechus zman, pshita, obviously, if you're seeing two, your primary two at night time, which is part of the old one because it's mechus zman, obviously he wouldn't bring a new one. Why would he have to say that? Says the Gemara, you're right, but for the other case. The reason why he said his halacha was for the inverse, for the other case. When you see one at night time and two during the daytime, what would you say? Which is similar to the rejection of the proof that Rav Sheshet Bar Davidi had said to Rav Yosef. So you would have thought to say, since that one of the night of the eighth day wasn't seen at a time that it's fit to become a new Zav, because they would actually see all three during the night and would not become. So I would say actually that not even Leitet Zav shouldn't even combine with the two during the daytime. Kamash Balan, that no, since the first one is not significant and it's coming after with two more that combine, that it is going to combine, similar to what Rav Yosef wanted to say, and therefore that was the Chiddush that was necessary for Rabbi Yechanan, but really he himself holds that Laila is Lav Mechus Zman. Now, continuing the theme of the previous Mishnah regarding halacha of Yoledes, of a woman who gives birth, who miscarries, regarding the obligation of karbanis, So the Mishnah teaches as follows. Of a woman who has five different doubts regarding having given birth, or the Safek Hezivis, or five different doubts regarding if she is a Zava, Gedayla, which is obligated in the carbon, which, for example, the case of a Safek Zivis, she made an error. She saw 3 days that she had a Re'iyah of Dam. Now she doesn't know, was it during her days of Nida, which doesn't obligate her for the halachas of Zava, or is it during the days of Ziva, which there's a period of 7 and 11, that she would be obligated in the carbon. So when you're in a situation of doubt, she would have to bring a carbon, but it's not eaten. And so to Suffolk Lady, what does it mean she's in doubt if she gave birth five times? She miscarried oftentimes, but she doesn't know what it was. Was it a type of miscarriage that would obligate her in a carbon of Yeledus or not? So says the Mishnah, regarding these two cases of doubt, of when there's five doubts of either birth or of Ziva, so Mavia carbon echad, so she has to bring one carbon, which is the Chata Sa'if, which comes in the situation of doubt. Regarding a Yeledis, a Ziva, there's a Chata Sa'if, that's a unique exception. Generally, you can't bring a carbon out of doubt, because it might be Chul Nazar. But regarding the Chata Sa'if, which nothing is sacrificed in the Mizbech, it's just the blood that's thrown. So in a situation of doubt, too, because Rosh won't be able to partake of Kachem, so we permit it to be brought. So she brings one carbon, and then she could already go ahead and partake of Kachem, because this carbon is coming for purification purposes, and it's essentially like immersion in the mikvah, which purifies a person. So if a woman had become tummy many times, if you immerse one time, it'll help for all the time she became tummy. So it will be here, when you bring one carbon, it already permits her to partake of Kachem. And all the rest are not obligatory for her to bring, meaning the Chacham did not require her to bring her, to bring the other for the other times, because even one time to bring, with great difficulty, they permitted her, because essentially you might be doing malika on a chulin bird for the altar, which is not permitted, but only because if we wouldn't allow it, then she would not have any rectification for kachim. So she only brings one, it purifies her, and she doesn't bring for the other four doubts. Now that was regarding doubts. But let's say Hezivis Vadois, let's say a woman had already five times she became a Zava, definitively. She just didn't get a chance yet to come to the Beit HaMikdash to bring her Korbanos. Over Hezivis Vadois, she had five definitive births or miscarriages that are requirements of Korbanos, of Yeledis. So here too, Mavi Korban Echad Vechelz Bezvachim, she could bring one carbon and she could already partake of Kachem, like we explained before, because it's like immersion in the mikvah. Once you do one, you're already pure for Kachem. But in this case, Vashar Le'achayva, the rest are obligatory to bring, whereas the Gemara says in the next parak, on the next daf, that you would think that if a woman could bring one carbon for birth she had before the Malais, and for that after the Malais, meaning from two different periods, you can bring one carbon, then when that we learn from Exezekah, it says Zayis, no, each one requires its own carbon. So here she had five births, she'll have to bring all five carbonas, but again, once you bring one, it already permits her to partake of Kachem, which essentially her carbonas are not for sins, it's just for what's called Mechusar Kapar, just allowing her to partake of Kachem. Now, halacha related to this, of this, these birds that a woman has to bring, Maisa Shamdukin, there was an incident where the pairs of birds, which are that which a Zava and the Yeledis have to bring when they have that purification process, that two pairs of birds, meaning four turtle doves, four, each pair has two, that a pair of birds, that the two pairs of birds were B'Yushalayim, and the gear says B'Dinrei Zav. In Yushalayim, it costed where there were two guldens, which is every single pair of birds costed a golden dinner, which was a lot of money. So Amr Shem Lili says, Amo'ina Zeh. He took an oath by this abode, meaning referring to the Beis HaMikdash, which says, Lo Olam Nalayla, I'm not going to sleep tonight, Atshiyib B'dinarim, and the Girsa is Kesef. Until it's going to be not golden dinarim, but it's only going to be silver dinarim, the cost of price. So Nechnas Labez Nebulaman, he came into the court, and he taught as follows. Ha'isha She'eshalah Heiledes Vadois, a woman who has five definitive births, He Zivis Vadois, five definitive Zivis, Mevi'es Karben Echad V'chelz Bezvachem, which the halacha, like we said before, she brings one carbon, she can partake of Kachem, but here he said, Ve'en Hashar Le'achayva, and the rest of the other four times are not obligatory. Although he's being leaned on biblical law, but that's what's called Islasus L'Hashem Heferes Ezech, when it's the time to do for Hashem, then you can nullify the Torah, because if he wouldn't have done this, then no one would have been able to afford the karbanis, and maybe people would have stopped of even bringing one pair of birds, and then they would have been eating kachem in a state of ritual impurity. So he says, no, they only have to bring one, so then that they'll go ahead and they'll afford, but no one's going to buy any more. So the demand's going down. So then the suppliers went, obviously, dropped the prices of the pairs of birds. It went down where two pairs of birds were 2/4 of a silver dinar, which means that each pair of birds was a silver dinar. He accomplished his goal by saying that they don't have to bring the rest, and now that it's cheaper, now they go out and fulfill the biblical law, which is that to bring actually a pair of birds for every one of their zivas and ladies. Now, Tanama, we'll learn the Braisa, continuing on the halachas of our Mishnah. The Braisa says, the Girsa is, he zivis vaday. If a woman has 5 definitive re'is becoming of a zava gedayla, he's ziva safik, or 5 times that she was in doubt if she was a zava gedayla, which is that of seeing 3 days and having to bring a carbon, and this happened 5 times. Or he ladis vadois, or 5 definitive births, he ladis safik, and 5 doubtful births. So halacha is, regarding either if it's regarding zava or regarding leida, where 5 times of definitive and 5 times of doubt, so mavi beis kinin, she brings 2 pairs of birds. Achas alafadli, achas alasafik. Again, whether we're talking about zava, whether we're talking about birth, one for the definitive category and one for the doubtful category. Now, shalvadli necheles, the one of definitive, obviously, is eaten. It's a regular carbon. And v'hashar le'achayv, as we said in the Mishnah, the rest she still has to bring. They're still obligatory. Now, shalsafik ein necheles, the doubtful one's not eaten because it might be chulin, which is not sure. We have to bring it out of doubt. And as we said in the Mishnah, ein hashar le'achayv, and the rest are not obligatory. Now, v'yech b'nuri oime, he says, Al Vadai, and as we'll explain this on Amud Beis in the conclusion of the Gemara, regarding when there's a definitive carbon, we're concerned for a situation of neglect. Because if you're going to say that she could bring regarding anyone, like the Tanakhama was saying, she just brings one, and then the rest are obligatory, but maybe you're going to have a woman who's going to give birth one time, a definitive birth, she's not going to want to bring any carbon. She's going to say, what do you mean, last time I had 5 definitive births I have to bring, and for 4 of them I didn't bring, and now I have to bring? So therefore, says Rabbi Yechman Nuri, that, no, regarding the definitive category, Tamer, she should say, Allah HaChreina, I'm bringing one. Yeah, she could go ahead and partake of Kachem after bringing one, it's like Tefillah in the Mikvah, but she has to say, I'm bringing for the last one, and then the Tipater. Then, for this current time period, she could be exempt from the other obligations that she has to subsequently bring, and then she could partake of kachem today, and then tomorrow she could go ahead and bring the other kachem. But she can't just say for one of them, like the Tanakhama says, because we're afraid that, oh, one, you see, I only have to bring 1 out of 5. No, the last one, which is going to be obvious that this is because you do need for birth, this is just the last one that purifying you, but you have to bring the other ones. Now, shel safek, we're going to the doubtful category. So here, which is actually seems to be not like the halacha of our Mishnah, he says, "Im yesh vada binein, if in the category of the doubtful, there's from the same type, there's a definitive obligation, so tem alavade, so let us say the one I'm bringing is the definitive one, and then matifter, and then she'll be exempt, because she's saying on the definitive one, she has to do which the obligation is, and then that's the best one, because that could be eaten, that will exempt her totally, as we explained in the Mishnah, because it's even we didn't really want to ever permit a situation of doubt, because you might be bringing chulin tadazar. Now, vimla, but if not, as seemingly the case is, that we have 5 definitive and 5 doubt, then toim alachman, then she could say regarding any one of them, unlike the case of the Rabbi Yechon Nuri said regarding the definitive category, that even on the first one, she could say that, okay, I'm bringing this one out of the situation of the doubts, mitipater, and that will exempt her, and we said you don't have to go ahead and bring any of the other ones, because even b'koyshi hitir. Now, b'kiva, I mean, he says that no, he doesn't have the concern of Rabbi Yechon Nuri, says that since last time when she had 5 births, she didn't eat kachem without bringing any carbon. So we're not concerned for neglect. So he says, no, ben alavadai, whether it's the category of the definitive, ben alasavik, whether that of the doubtful ones, toim alachas ben, he disagrees with the requirement of Birch Menuri. He says, you don't have to say that it's for the last one. No, you can say for whichever one it is, that I'm bringing that right now. And v'tipater, which Rashi brings not to have the gears of v'tipater, because since he's putting together the category of the vadai and the suffik, their exemption is not the same translation, because the suffix is tipater in totality. And regarding the vada, it's only pater for now, but obviously you have to bring the rest. But it's the same idea. It means to say you fulfilled your obligation with even just one of them. Now, Amalei Rav Nachman Yitzchak Rav Papa says, Eimalach Meshamed Rav, says, I'll tell to you in the name of Rava, Hana Tanam B'mai Pligi. What is this Machlokes Tanam that we have in this Braiser relating to this halachas of a Mishnah? Says, because Rabbi Yechman Nuri Midam Elohim Lechatas, he compares this of the Mechusar Kapara, this of a woman who gave birth or was a Zava, who didn't sin, but she has to bring Karbana Yischatas, he compares it to a legitimate Chatas, to someone who sinned. Demand the chayav hechatoy is someone who has sinned for five sins. Ad-demaisi kulam. Obviously, that it's only when you bring all five karbonas chatas, and then the save mechapelu. Only then, at the end, is the atonement. Because if you bring the first karbon chatas, you still have the other sins that still have to be atoned for. So, hachinam relational. Here also, by the zava, by the ledis, is no different. Where if she's going to bring the chatas for the first ones, you're still going to have the later tomas in its place, and she's not going to be pure to go ahead and eat her kachim. Therefore, she has to say it's for the last one, then she's going to be pure. And then the later one, the first ones, are going to be the obligation, but the last one will be the end of it all. That's going to purify her, and then she'll bring the later, the early ones as her prior obligations. But it has to be the last one. Just like the last one is the atonement when you bring for all your sins. But Rebbe Kiva medam alohin letfilin. No, Rebbe Kiva compares it to like immersion in the mikvah. Here with these women, they didn't sin, although they're being karmachatas. The primary thing is to purify them to be able to partake of kachim. So, demand the mechayev hetfilah is someone who became tamei five times, five different things. It would obligate the person to immerse already from five times. So, even if the person immerses and says, "I'm immersing myself for the first time I became tamei," but kiven to tavel chadazim neitar. Once you immerse yourself one time, it really purifies from all the tumas. So, chenam eloshnai rosa doesn't make a difference if it's the last one or the first one. That's the understanding of their machlekes. However, Amali Reb Papa says no. But if you're going to say that the reason why he requires it to say it's for the last one, because you're comparing it to like the sin offerings, which the atonement is only by the last one, then that makes sense for the category of the vaday. But then why does he say regarding the category of the doubtful ones? That there you could say, oh, I'm bringing this one of the five from any one of the doubtful situations I have, and that will exempt her. But how could that be? Iluman the mechayiv, whereas regarding someone who's obligated to kintam tamid base, chamash ashamas teluyin, which is the equivalent for what we're talking about, situations of doubt, asham tali is that someone doesn't know if he sinned regarding having eaten the forbidden fats, kosher fat, and he did it five times. So he's obligated in five karbanas asham tali. Ki maisi chad mimifta, do you think when he brings any one of them he's going to be exempt? But that's not the case. Because by the time you learn the Braisa, it says, Zaha klal, this is the rule. Whatever requires separate karbanis by a sin offering, chalukim b'shamis requires separate karban asim when it's a doubtful situation. So then, if you're saying it's because he compares it to chatois, then why by the situation of doubt wouldn't have to be the last one too? So Eli Rather gives a different interpretation like we had explained beforehand. The kul amalat filis metamala. No, everyone compares that the obligation of the mechusar kapara, of a zava, of a yeledes, as we're going to learn in this next mission, to continue in the next parak, is it's compared to like immersion. It's just to purify. And therefore, essentially, it should be anyone that you could bring. But regarding the category of vaday, ubechayshin lepshi kamifaki. But their dispute is regarding, do we concern ourselves with possible neglect? We're concerned for neglect. Meaning, if you do not require her to say that she's bringing it for the last one, she's going to think that, okay, I could pick any one of the five and I'm exempt with this one, and the other ones I'm not obligated to, and she's going to be neglectful and not bring the other four. But when you require her to say, look, you could bring one and partake of kachim, but you have to say it for the last one, she's going to know that the rest are obligatory. But in regards to the situation of doubt, where the rest are not obligatory, so yeah, there we don't require her to say that I'm bringing it for the last one. Whereas Rebbe Kiva, Savalecha Shilipshi, says, no, we're not concerned for neglect, and therefore you don't have to tell her the last one. She could say for anyone, and she'll know she has to bring the other ones for obligation. Another interpretation Rashi brings is that Machlekes is Rebbe Yechmanuri holds Bechushin Lepshia means to say that she might be neglectful and not bring even one carbon, even that first one, and therefore she's going to eat the kachim with a state of Tumas Aguv, which Rashi is bothered by that interpretation because, first of all, she's bringing her carbon. And you're going to tell me, because you don't require her to say it's for the last one that she's going to back out, you're saying she's bringing that carbon. And moreover, he says, if you have such a concern, then for sure that should be a problem, but there's a category of suffix, that for sure that she's going to be lenient, because she's going to say, hey, it's a doubt, maybe I don't have to bring it at all, and why wouldn't you require her to say that's for the last one? There for sure she should be concerned she's going to be back out and not bring it, and then partake of kachim in a doubtful situation. Tumas Akov, therefore rather, he says, like the interpretation, like we said, she's going to bring one, but concerned about neglect if she's not going to bring the other four. Hanulach Shleishim Vesheish, which I'll return to you, the first parak of Masechtas Krisis, parak Shleishim Vesheish, which talked about the 36 categories of if someone does a sin deliberately without a warning, is Chayav Karis, which that relates to the Seid of Kachim, if one does it by mistake, to be Chayav Karma Chatzis, which that related to other obligations of Chatzis like Yeledis and the Zava, which that relates right into the second parak of Arba Mechusi Kapara, which talks about opening up with the category of Yeledis and Zava regarding a woman that's obligated in Karpachatis, but different, not like the first parak, which opened up with regarding a sin that requires a chatas, but that requires chatas for other related things to like a sin, but not an actual sin, which are these categories that have to bring a karma chatas. So the Mishnah says, Arba mechutzer kapara. There are four types of categories that are lacking atonement, which has to bring a chatas, but again, it's not for an actual sin, rather it's just to permit them to partake of kachin. And a similar exception, which is Arba mevina al hazadin kishaykik, although generally, as we said in the first parak, regarding the obligation of a chatas, generally, only when someone does it by mistake, there are four that actually bring a karma chatas for deliberate sin, just as one does usually for an inadvertent sin. So the Mishnah explains both the categories in this Mishnah and the following Mishnahs. Veilein mechusar kapar. These are those that are lacking atonement that have to bring a karma chatas, not for an actual sin, or hazav, which we discussed in Amud Aleph regarding a male who had three emissions, vahazava, which is the female equivalent, which has differences, but as the female that has three emissions of this emission on three different days, vahayaledis, as we mentioned before, regarding woman gives birth, vametzaira, and the person who has a tuma of tzaras also has to bring a karbachatas for the purification process to be able to partake of kach. Now, Lezmi Yaakov, he adds on two more. He says, ger mechusar kapara, a convert to Judaism, is lacking atonement, Hadam, until they spray on him the blood, meaning to say, for him the blood, which is that he has to bring a carbon, as I'm going to explain later on, that it's only when he brings that carbon that he could partake of kachim. And Nazir. Nazir is also considered lacking atonement, because as long as he doesn't have atonement, he's forbidden in Leyenoi to partake of wine, and to cut his hair, for Tumasai, and being able to become tummy to dead people. So he's also considered Mechutzer Kippurim until he brings his carbon. I think Gemara wonders first regarding the grouping of the four mechusar kapara. Mashna zava zava demani lohim betrayin. Why is it that regarding zava and zava, which essentially is the male and female version, are counted as two different ones from the four out of mechusar kapara? So what are you going to say? Mishum dechaluka tumase, because their tumas are different. So therefore we count them as different, although they're essentially the same idea. Because the zav lemetame ba'inus. The male, if he has zav, he does not become tummy if it was with the anus, meaning if it didn't come, if it came through some external cause, that does not make him a zav. And moreover, v'zava limitama b'riz kibiyam, the female version, she does not become tummy with just three emissions, as it is, which she's obligated solely if it's by her three different days, in contrast to the male version. The time like Luna Bryce, which those take out of this line, because seems to be in out of order, because the Tanya, we learned the Bryce, is actually coming to support the first difference. It says in the Pasuk, if a male is going to have a mission, mibisari, from his flesh, which sounds like from the strength of his male member and the strength of his desire, and then he has that emission, that's going to make him into azav, but voli machmas ansa, but not because it was due to some external, like eating too much or some other things, in contrast to azava, she becomes tamei even if it was through einus, as the Gemara says, nidaf lamavav mebeiz, b'chiyazav zav dam, zav dama, if the blood will flow, which even if it was due to some external circumstances. So that's one difference. Moreover, and the Gemara says, umitamei b'ri'is, by the male version, he becomes tamei with three emissions, even if it's contingent on the amount of emissions, even if it's on one day, kibiyamim, just like as if he stood on three consecutive days, as the Gemara explains about Bakam the Chavdal Marav, whereas the Zava only becomes tummy as a Zava to be chayv in the carbon, only if she sees it on three different days. Telling it like learning the Braisa. Tala kasev as a Zacha Bereis. The Torah makes dependent the male becoming a Zav with emissions, not in days. Vesnekev biyam, and the female is contingent on days. Vezava, moreover, as we mentioned this idea before, the female version, metama ba'inus, she becomes tamei even if it was through an einus. But metama b'riyas kibiyamim, and she does not, however, become tamei with just the amount of missions. It has to be during three different days. So that's why you're going to tell me zav and zavar mentioned differently because their tumas are different. So the mitzayru mitzayras na mechaluk tumas, and the mitzayru, which is the fourth category, should also be split into two, the male and the female version, because their tuma of mitzayru is also different. Why? Because the mitzayru turned priya prima, the male mitzayra requires that his garment is torn, his hair is left growing, the chesed like it's just spread out all over. The chesed like it says the pasuk begad of yipurim, his garment should be torn, v'reish yipuru, and his head should be unshorn, and v'asav b'tash mashamita, he's forbidden to have marital relations. Whereas mitzayras, the female mitzayra ain't torn priya prima, she does not have to tear her garments, she does not have to leave her hair long. The time like learn the brisa. Brisa says, I would only know that the laws of mitzayra apply to a man. Ish minayin, how do I know it applies to a woman? When it says vahatzerua, harikan shnayim, that's referring to two. Ketzerua sounds like it's going on whether if the person's male or female, it becomes tummy in the nega of tzeras, the tzerua. Imkei matam lebe ish, then what does it teach when it says in the pasuk a man, where it cannot be regarded with purification from tumah of negoim, because it says vatzerua applies to male and female. Why does it say man? So the Girsa takes out the next five words and it says that's le'inin shel matam. That's regarding to what it says later on, meaning this that it says early in the pasuk ish is regarding what it says later on the pasuk, where it talks about later on the pasuk about priya and prima. Lemer to say ish parei parim. Only the man tears his garments and leaves his hair unshorn. Ve'in the isha peres a parama. She doesn't do that. And moreover, materes patash b'shamita. She's permitted marital relations. Shem, because the pasuk says v'yashem mechutz la'ali shabbos yamim. The materes has to sit out of his tent 7 days, meaning that he can't be with his wife. But that mechutz la'ali, his tent, v'lo mechutz la'ala. But if she's a materes, then she does not have to be out of her tent. So therefore, hilkach namin betrayin. So ask the Gemara, so that should also be mentioned in two different categories. Why only zav and zav and not mitzayim and tzaras? Says the Gemara, no, zav and zav ikritu masin chaluka. By the zav and zav, their primary tum is different because the zav is regarding whether in emissions or days. But the zav is only by days and not just with emissions. But mitzayim and tzaras, ein ikritu masin chaluka. Regarding mitzayim and tzaras, although there's differences, but their primary tum is not different. Both of them, their shear of a nega of being a mitzayra, are both with the size of a half a bean, and therefore it's not mentioned as a separate category. Now in the Mishnah, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he added on two more, ger mechusar chulu, regarding the convert, is considered mechusar kaparim, and also nazir. So the Gemara says, v'tanikamai tamaloi toni ger. Why didn't the Tanakama say the category of ger, where, yeah, the ger can't partake of kachem until he brings his carbon? Says Gemara, yeah, but kikitoni, when did the Tanakama say the categories is midim de mishri lemechal b'kachem, is something that primarily is coming to permit the person of kachem. Ger kiko maisi carbon, when he brings his carbon, lachshuri nafshi lemeil b'kal, that's just to permit him to become part of the Jewish nation. Yeah, and then he could partake of kachem, but since that's the primary element of his carbon, therefore that's not mentioned as mechusar kapar. But then the Gemara continues to ask on the Tanakama, okay, the Girsa switched around the word saif, but it's the same idea where v'nazir my tamil utani saif, or v'nazir saif my tamil utani. So okay, but what's with the second category? There it is coming to permit regarding things not become part of the Jewish people. Why doesn't he hold up the second thing that Rebbe Elazar Yaakov adds on the nazir? Says Gemara, no, nazir namiki ma'isi carbon. When the nazir brings his carbon, it's not to permit him to partake of kachim. Rather, it's tarui lemishtayayin, the chulhun. That's just to permit him to consume wine, which is something which is unconsecrated. When did the Tanakhama count things is regarding atonement, which permits the person to partake of kadishim, which is only those four, and not the case of nazir, and not the case of ger. But then the Gemara asks, okay, Rebbe Elazar, the Tani Nazir lemishri nafshi, where he does count the case of nazir, which is to permit to even partake of wine. So nisni nami nazir tamei, then they should have brought also the carbon of a nazir tamei, who when he brings his carbon, that's a step in the process of ultimately permitting him to permit the consumption of wine. Why doesn't he count that also as a case of mechusar kippurim? Says Gemara, kikum maisi carbon, when the nazir tamei brings a carbon, lemechem ala nazir b'taharahu. That's only to allow the starting over the pure counting of naziris. It's not like any step in the purification process. It's a start over button, and therefore that wasn't counted as something would be considered a mechutzi kippurim to ultimately permit a person to consume something, whether it be kachim or even the wine that a nazir is forbidden. Now continuing these halachas, turn about learn the brisa. Ger mu'ukiv lechel b'kadoshim. A ger is held back from being able to partake of kadoshim. Acha yavikinei. Until he brings, where even though he's going through all the purified parts of becoming a Jew, until he brings his peer of birds, meaning even according to the Rabbanan, they hold to this halacha, b'lez min Yaakov, that says that yes, the peer of birds that the ger brings is to permit him to partake of kadoshim, but like we just said before, the reason why it's not counted in the order is because it's not considered mechusar kapar. But everyone agrees to this halacha that, yeah, you can't partake of kachim until he brings his pair of birds. But says the Braisa, Hevi Preda Acha Shachris, although there's a pair of birds, if he brings one bird already in the morning, Eichel B'Kachim La'arav, he can already eat kachim in the evening, as long as ultimately he brings the second bird. As the Gemara says later on, you can't bring just one bird from a pair, you have to bring two, but once you bring one, he already could partake of kachim. Now, moreover, says the Braisa, Kala Kina Shabbatera, all the pairs of birds that are obligated with their certain situations that for Karbanis the Torah requires a pair of birds, they're always Echad Chatas Vechad Oilo. One is a sin offering, one is a burnt offering. Kan shtein oilas. Here by the ger, both of them are oilas. They're both burnt offerings, as the Gemara says later on in the next daf, where we learn that from the der hamidbar. But continues the Braisa, hivi chayvasim min abahema. But if he brings one animal, which is one carbon oila, for his obligation, yatzah, he has fulfilled his obligation. So to oilu shlam yatzah. If he brings the oila and the shlam, he has fulfilled his obligation, which as Rashi points out, that's not precise, because we just said even just one animal oila is sufficient. It's just because we want to say, however, b'mincho shlam lo yatzah. But if he brings a flower offering with a shlamim, that wouldn't fulfill the obligation of the ger's obligation of bringing his karbanis. Now, continues the Braisa, because lo'emer ken el lahakal. This that it says we have to bring a pair, we were saying you have to bring a pair of birds, that's only a leniency. Actually, to the contrary, an animal for sure would be the obligation. It's just that we learn that, as we'll explain later on, the pair of birds was a leniency, that even that would be sufficient for his karbanas when he becomes a ger. But the Gemara asks on the Braisa, ma'ishna mincho shlamim de lo yatzah, why is it that if the ger brings a flower offering with a shlamim carbon, that he's not fulfilled his obligation? Why? Because the chsib, there's a pasuk in Bamidbar, which the pasuk says, regarding to the Jewish people, where it says that chiyogri itchem ger, that if you can have a convert amongst you, so it says va'asi ishirech neicherich laHashem, he has to bring a fire offering that's a pleasant aroma to Hashem, where it says kasher tasu ken yasa, like you did when you became Jews, so too should the convert do when he becomes Jewish, which is ma'atim oyle shlamim, just like the you when you became Jewish people was a carbon oyle and a shlamim, meaning when we came into the covenant of the bris. The pasuk says in Shemos Chavdal, v'yishlach es nari b'nei Yisrael, which the Jewish people, they brought carbonus, they brought a carbon oyle and shlamim. So avger oyle shlamim, so to the covenant, when he becomes a Jew, has to bring a carbon oyle and a shlamim. So then, imkain, if that's the case, then how do we understand? So we know why mincha shlam doesn't work. But then, chivasi achsim de behema, how do we understand the previous halacha of the Braisa? When it says he brings one obligation, one carbon oila from an animal carbon, that's sufficient. Why? Like tisagi alei begave, that shouldn't be sufficient until he brings with it a shlamim, because the chsiv, that's the pasuk that it says, kashatasu kein yase, like they did, so shall you do, which wasn't just one oila animal, it was actually oila with the shlamim. So that my puppy says, you're right, but yeshlemi, you could say, if la'ifis rabbi, as we're going to shortly explain the source for that, if the ger is permitted to become Jewish with his carbon of just a pair of birds, so la'ilis bahima l'koshkin, so if he's bringing one animal, which is much worth more than two birds, a totally burnt animal, isn't it a kavochema? Of course that's going to be sufficient. If that's the case, then even a flower offering with a carbon shlam should also be sufficient. Why are we saying that that's excluded? Says Yimono Mid Kroa Kane. No, the Pasuk has an exclusionary terminology where it says Kane. Kane Yasis, so shall they do, which says has to be as is, and it's not going to be sufficient with something less like a flower offering with a shlam. So therefore, Minchet Shlam is not going to be sufficient, but a carbon ayla, an ayla behema, that's going to be sufficient. On that as the Gemara, okay, but the oif heches rabbi, but where do we know that a bird offering, we were assuming that the standard was a pair of birds. And I was saying, what do you mean the pasuk is comparing it to the Jewish people when they became Jewish, which was an oila and a shlamim? So we're saying that it's sufficient with an oila, even though you should think it requires a shlamim, because we're learning it out from the pair of birds. So that's the Gemara's asking, what do you know a pair of birds is sufficient? We said Cain is exclusionary terminology. You can't bring a mincha nishlam. So how do we know that you could bring a carbon oila because of the pair of birds? Where do you know a pair of birds could be brought? So it's good because they're trying to learn the braisa. The pasuk says kasher tasu kein yasa, like they did, so shall he do, which is ma'atim oila shlam. Just like you, when you became a Jewish, you brought a carbon oila nishlam. Afu oila shlam, so to him oila shlam. And the Gersa takes out the next three words. Says the braisa menayin lo abba says alif. How do we know to include a pair of birds? Tamalim, because the pasuk says va'asa ishereich necheich l'Hashem. The previous word in the pasuk says that he will do a fire offering that's a pleasant aroma to Hashem. Ezed davish akul Hashem. What offering is totally for Hashem? Hava oimer oila saif. You would say that that's a bird oila where the kain doesn't have any benefit from the bird oila. In contrast, oilas behema, the hides of the animal, although everything else gets burned, the hides go to the kohanim. But oila saif, he doesn't get anything. That's included what's totally reich nechayich Hashem. That we see that also. What it could be a leniency for ger could even be a pair of birds. Oh, that contains the brayis on top of tesam and alf. Yochashani marba filim menchas. I would think that maybe when you would include even the flower offering, tamalei meken. That's who says no, like this, which is no only this, which is it's definitive. Which again, it has to be a carbon oila, not with the shlam, because we know from a kavochemer from the pair of birds. And how do we know the pair of birds? Because that's from ishreich nechech l'Hashem. But Cain is excluding something, which is excluding the flower offering that. Even if, as Taisa explains, the Minchas Nesachim, which is Kula L'Ishim, you would think that that would also be included, which is totally burnt Hashem. So therefore, you would have thought that that would be the same thing as the oilas as the oilas saif. That's just saying, no, Cain comes to exclude the flower offering, which is a lower level than the birds, as we find by oilav yared, which is the behema, the oif, the mincha. That's what's being excluded, but the oilas saif we see, yeah, and the oilas behema is also included too.